Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Yes.
And really, we had a great show. I mean,
it was fabulous.
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 And yet, it pales in comparison to what's ahead of us.
All right. I'm looking forward to
it. The Christina Liu Show.
You
the
bet.
Christina Liu Show. And actually, before we turn it over to Christine to tell us everything that's going on, I just want to let everybody know that last night I went to the War of the Worlds. Kate Beckman was on last week talking about it. And
Port Washington Play Troupe.
From the Port Washington.
Exactly. Shout out to them.
And, you know, it's hard to get to things. And I had marked it down. It was a nighttime. I said, I can go. It was wonderful. What an enjoyable evening, but it was a very interesting experience. And I know they're going to be doing more of them next year. But it really, the play troupe, they were wonderful. It was 8 different people doing 24 characters.
It's amazing.
And they had different voices.
And they do the sound effects.
The Foley person. Yeah. It was good. It was well, $10. And they had a nice-sized crowd. And it really, I mean, these people work hard. And the shame of it is, it's one night.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's tough. So, I mean, it's for people coming up in the future, honestly, we'll talk about them, but
the group is highly professional.
Oh, it was wonderful.
And it's beyond your expectations.
Well, you had seen something else.
I mentioned that I had seen Guys and Dolls since we did a interview with them. And sold out, and they were top of the line.
Right.
Just fabulous.
Oh, great.
Because
awesome.
They're people who want to do it. But now we'll move over to Christina, who's set for Halloween.
I'm ready to go. I have my pumpkin, my coffee cup, and my cupcakes. I'm ready to go. I do love it. And I think the War of the Worlds was definitely a fun. I liked that they did that around Halloween. I thought
that was good. Nice, actually, I didn't realize it aired on Halloween.
Yes.
It aired on the 30th, not on Halloween originally, which I didn't know.
Yeah,
I read the thing last night.
Yes. And currently, I know that they're definitely having a great time right now at the Yes We Can Community Center. They're having their Halloween party over there. So at Fuchsia Park, excuse me, not the Yes We Can Community Center. It's at Fuchsia Park. I saw some of the costumes that were just really quite amazing. So it's great.
Oh, they're in costumes.
Yes, the seniors come in costume. The staff dresses up in costumes. I missed last week's party also, and I saw some very interesting costumes choices.
Are you going after the radio or no?
I might try and pop over there. So it's,
if they're in costumes, I think I'm gonna go by.
What's the time on that? How long?
It was
will it
11
last?
To 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I know that they sell. There might not even be any spots left. Both of them, like absolutely, the one at Clingy Martin Park, and that sold out pretty quick. But, you know, it's been crazy. I know it's been crazy for us. It's been crazy for Supervisor Bosworth. Has been out and about everywhere, I think. you know, I was looking over at some of the places that she's been this week, and it's just amazing. She was at the Mineola and the Roslyn High Schools. They're doing a recycling program there. So she was there. She was over at Manor Haven Elementary School reading to students, part of a Read Aloud campaign. She's been at all the Halloween parties that have occurred as well. And what I thought was really interesting is the supervisor joined the town's community development agency to kick off construction at a brand new home in Newcastle because the town's having a workforce housing program. And the next coming month, there's going to be, I think, 14 more homes they're going to be doing, too. So, I mean, you know, which is amazing. It's that whole just blurb spans everything that, you know, she's been doing throughout the town, which is great. You know, it's just, it's really an innovative town, and it's a pleasure to work for it.
There's no question about it.
And really exciting news also, this is hot off the press, the budget passed last night for 2016. It stayed under the New York State tax cap of 0.73%, and it was a unanimous decision, which I thought was great. So everybody was on board with it, and I know it's fiscally responsible and without cutting, you know, major programs and services, which we're all happy. It's always a stressful time for us. And what I thought's interesting also, this is the second year that the budget was presented before Election Day, before Election Day, which, you know, the supervisor really wanted to do just to show her commitment to things.
So, I agree. So. Now, the one thing that you have to say about Judy Bosworth, transparency. She's not hiding anything. She tells it like it is. And here it is, the second year in a row before an election. There's not going to be a budget surprise next week after the election, and you say, I would never have voted for this person
or
that person.
And I think that's an amazing thing, because I think that makes a huge difference in, you know, the voting process. And I really think that enacting that just, you know, it was just absolutely incredible. So we're glad to hear that it passed. Project Independence, all good to go. So.
Right, no, that's it. No changes from seniors. Yeah, from the really, seniors in the town, nothing. Everything will stay the same, if not get better. It always, every year it gets better, so.
Absolutely. So we're very happy that we all pulled together and that came through. We're also going to have on Monday, November 2nd, at the Yes We Can Community Center, the St. Francis Cardiac Screening Van will be there. We've been promoting it at all the different locations. And, you know, I really, really encourage everyone to go. You don't need to make an appointment. If you're in the area, you literally can just go, hop on the van. They'll provide a brief cardiac history, your blood pressure. They'll take a simple blood test for cholesterol, and they'll give you referrals as needed to. And I said, there's been a handful of people who had to be referred to the emergency room, and they had no idea. You know, they just were like, oh, I'll get a screening, and then what they found on the test. So it really, I mean, it's an amazing thing. And I love the idea that you don't even need to make an appointment. You could just go and have it done. So that'll be in the parking lot of the Yes We Can Community Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Monday, November 2nd. And I also really want to stress to everyone listening that Project Independence, there's a tons, you know, in addition to the support groups, we have the caregiver support group and the bereavement support group. We have a lot of fun social groups that are going on, and I think people should go. It's called Blankets of Love. It's on, they do it all over the place. But Project Independence has a version of this with Robin Tovell, who she's one of our caseworkers from JASA. So it's a volunteer group. And if you're able to crochet or knit, you can join this. And it's real, they make these phenomenal squares to make quilts and then donate it to different places throughout the town and Nassau County. I think a couple were even, some went to the city. And there's all for a worthy cause. I know this one was going to homelessness for women and children. And it's really an amazing thing. It's funny because the facilitator of the group, Robin, actually now knows how to crochet.
She didn't before?
Nope. She just started it because there was in her community there was interest. A lot of the seniors were interested in it. And they made, you know, just phenomenal, phenomenal blankets. But they're always looking for volunteers. And it's just a great thing. You can socialize, and it's a relaxing thing. I always hear, you know, I would love to learn how to crochet, too, because I always see people just sitting there, and it just looks like a nice little relaxing thing to do. So they meet on Tuesdays at Clinton G. Martin Park from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. So if you're interested, call 311 and sign up, because I think it's a fun little social creative activity to do.
That's nice, because you get together and at the end of it you have something.
Absolutely, and you're donating it to an amazing cause. And you know, the holiday season coming up, so I think it should definitely push people to go and use their talents for a great cause. Project Independence also has the social discussion group that's offered at Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library on Thursdays. And this has been, it's from October 1st, it goes to December 10th, and then it'll start up again in January, I believe. But it's great. Robin also facilitates that group. You just get to talk about what's going on in the community. It's really just a social kind of experience. And what I think is great is that all of our social workers, and you know, Robin being one in her community, there was a really big interest in these groups and getting together. So she, out of this, all these different groups formed, which I thought was great, because she also has a men's group. And what we love is that she's the woman facilitating the men's group, which I think just shows how great it is, and it's become a big success. And you know, it's where the Romeos operate on their own,
right?
You know, this she facilitates, and there's different discussion topics that the group decides to discuss. And that's on Fridays at the Parkville Library also. And then we also have on Thursdays, see, there's no reason people can't be, you know, sitting home doing nothing. We have the senior talk group, and Nancy Mizrahi, who's the director of senior citizen affairs over at Department of Services for Aging, and Janet Entine, who's one of our co-host. She's so involved with Project Independence. She's involved with Don't Move Away. She also facilitates the group. And this is the first and third Thursday at the Roslyn Community Center, and it's at 11 o'clock a.m.
So what group is that? What is
it? It's called Senior Talk. They also decide on certain groups. And, you know, we were trying to do in that area. There was a small group of women who wanted to start this. So this has been going on now. And so it's the first and third Thursday of every month, which this month is November 5th and 19th. So I just really want to encourage everyone, you know, we try Project Independence to have, you know, educational things, but also I think socialization. And now that we're with community services, also I think it's we're trying to get all cover all of our bases into what really helps you age in place and have good quality of life as well. So,
just you mentioned community service, just real quick. I know Judy combined the two of them under Commissioner Galante. It works so well because it really is. Like when you're talking, certain things are community, senior, then it's community. You put them both together and it works. It's
right,
really
it's working great. It's the whole gamut of all.
And it gives Christina something to do.
Now, just clarify something, Christina. For those who need assistance as far as getting to these events, is that available?
It depends. You know, Project Independence itself offers free food shopping transportation on certain days in your community, so you're able to do that for free. We also have discounted medical transportation to take you to doctor's appointments within the town. There's actually some outside of the town that, you know, based on demand, will transport to as well, and it's extremely discounted. We also, if we have a program that has some kind of medical need attached to it, you're able to, you know, whether you have a doctor's note or if there's a blood pressure screenings going on, you'll be able to get transportation there. And then through community service, they have busing. So if there's, you know, if the event's big enough, if the need is big enough, they will have, you know, transportation, which I think is wonderful. You know, our conference, there was transportation from all different locations out throughout the town. So that's what's also great, too, is that we were able to kind of pool all of our resources. And hopefully in the future, we'll be able to increase that as well. But it's great. You know,
it's 311.
That's right, 311. You have
and
any
you
questions?
Double check. If you're looking for transportation, you double check because all these programs are tremendous.
And you know, and that's I'm glad you said that, John, too, because that's how we know. I mean, when we were building our transportation program, how we found out what supermarkets to transport to were people calling 311 and saying, because you know, it's all about the numbers. So as long as you call 311, we have a record of you know your request, your suggestion. So definitely, you know, call 311 with any kind of a tip.
So in other words, if there's a will, there's a way.
Right.
And
absolutely. And we definitely try, you know, our hardest, you know, to, you know, make it happen or refer you to some place that does. You know, that's what John and I talk about every week. You know, Project Independence might not directly provide certain services or programs, but what we're not trying to duplicate anything. So whatever is in the community,
right,
our social workers, our nurses, are constantly educating themselves on what's going on so they could spread the word to you.
Does Able Ride allow people to get to these events?
Yeah, I think there's if you're able to. Actually, what you know to get the direct question, we have a mobility manager, Shari, who she strictly deals with transportation at our job. So if you call 311 and have any question about applying for Able Ride or anything, she will sit with you. And it's amazing because we always say she's like a travel agent. You know, because even if you say, I need to get from A to B, she will find the most reasonable way for you to get to A and B, whether, you know, it's involving our transportation or an Able Ride or a taxi cab that now gives discounts because, you know, they want to be hooked into the whole Project Independence program as well. So it's
a well-coordinated.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've heard her, you know, we'll take you. It's always the cheapest route, too, which is definitely she works really hard. She has all of her maps in front of her. So
so all you have to do is just call 311.
Just call 311. It cannot hurt. You know, you'll always get a call back regardless if we provide it or not. But we're definitely will try and help you to whatever your need may be.
And so that's an area, 311, you don't get complaints. I mean, people, somebody calls back. I mean,
yeah.
I know calls get, you know, from they take the message and it gets to Christina and within 24 hours, usually.
I know, we always, and that's why I'll give a little shout out to our team at Project Independence because we love having our meetings where we go over the reports and our rapid response time is, you know, it's like point something. So,
well, you know, when
really
a senior
great.
Calls, right or wrong, they want the answer immediately.
Absolutely.
And that's just personality at that point. Like, I want the answer. And getting back to them is just a courtesy and really
absolutely.
Keeps them at ease.
But it's wonderful to know that this exists and that you are not on your own per se, but that you can connect with a well-versed and educated group. And it's terrific.
I agree. Actually, what we're going to do is we're going to go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.